So, you know, the last time we talked about a TV show was the Twin Peaks revival.
Yes.
And I just felt like we had to talk about the new season of American Horror Story that just wrapped.
Yeah. Well, it's nice being able to talk about TV shows because that's usually what we spend our time watching. So
it's true.
We just passively have these opinions that we might as well record.
I guess so. Because everyone cares to hear our opinion.
Right.
I know that I wake up every morning wanting to share my opinion.
Yeah.
About everything. Especially the season of American Horror Story.
Now, American Horror Story in general, I would say, is a polarizing show.
Whoa.
I would howl to the ceiling with that word.
You really did.
People seem to mostly love it, I guess, but
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's not that polarizing.
So, I love American Horror Story. I guess I could rank, what was this, the seventh season? I guess I could rank them in terms of my favorites. It would be kind of difficult to come up with my number one. So during the airing of American Horror Story Cult, I went back through in Netflix and I rewatched all the seasons up to Roanoke. And, you know, it's really interesting because I felt like Roanoke was one of the few that I watched in real time. All the other ones I kind of caught up on, like Murder House. I wasn't watching the show at that time. Asylum, Coven. It must have been Freak Show is when I started to kind of watch them like as they aired on a weekly cadence. And I started like disconnecting with the show during Freak Show and also during Hotel.
Yeah.
But when I went back through and I watched them, I liked them. But when I watched them, it was when I watched them all at once. And Roanoke, I loved it on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I think Roanoke's probably the best out of them all.
You know, I'm kind of torn on that. I think Roanoke is good. Coven is very good.
Okay. Well, give me your rank, and then I'm going to say something about American Horror Story.
Are you going to rank them too? I would love to hear your ranking. Oh my gosh. Number one. Okay. This is a tough, tough tie. I have three as my number one, like three series or whatever. So my three favorites are Roanoke, Asylum, and Coven.
Okay.
Then I would have to go with Murder House, Hotel, Freak Show, and in last place would be Cult.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it's the worst one?
But maybe I'll go back through and watch it like entirely and think completely differently about it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about my approach to American Horror Story.
Okay, let's hear it. I'm intrigued.
So for the most part, I hate American Horror Story.
I hate that you hate it.
And but I do enjoy watching it. I always get excited when
that doesn't make any sense.
Well, hear me out.
Okay.
I always get excited when a new season comes out.
Yeah.
Because I want to see what the angle is, what the take is. And then after I see it, I'm like, okay, I'm good.
After you see how many episodes, though? Because I feel like you get kind of disengaged.
I'd probably say like four or five.
Okay.
I'm always like, all right, come on.
Yeah.
Because they take a really good idea and a concept, and then they just kind of like, it just pisses out. You know what I mean? It fizzes out. Whereas I think Roanoke worked because it had like those three arcs.
Mm, yeah.
So every couple of episodes, it started to refresh itself.
You know, I guess the one thing I would say, though, is about all the previous seasons leading up to Cult, there was always like a through line or something always made sense to me. There was never a time where I felt like, wait, what's going on? I mean, a little bit in Asylum. Asylum is still one of my favorites, but the whole alien thing was really weird to me.
Yeah,
with
I don't
Evan
even
Peters.
Remember that.
Yeah, it was really weird. So he basically like had murdered his, or not murdered, the aliens had abducted his black wife because this was back in the time when, you know, interracial couples basically were hated by the community. It wasn't accepted. And so everyone thought that he was Bloody Face, that he had murdered.
Yeah, which is a really stupid name.
Yeah, it is. It is. But whatever.
And is Bloody Face part of the Murder House thing?
Maybe I'm mixing them up. I don't
know. Well, I mean, I know that's in Asylum.
No, I don't know.
Because,
I don't know.
Because what's his face? Dylan McDermott shows up and he's like, I'm Bloody Face's son or whatever.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Yes. But no, I'm getting confused because they like cycle through actors, but they play different characters, except for like Lana Winters always shows up, which is played by Sarah Paulson,
right.
And some other like psychic character. She's in Murder House. I didn't even think she was in the first season. Then when I rewatched Murder House, I was like, oh, there's Sarah Paulson. But a lot of the seasons start off strong and then they get into this really weird dip, I would say around the 7th or 8th episode. And then they either pick back up or they like tank.
Yeah. You're and saying of all seasons or
I
just
mean,
this one?
Roanoke didn't really tank for me at all.
No.
I think it was strong all the way through. I would have loved it to continue
well, yeah,
over.
Because it was
Cult.
Like 3-4 episode
yeah.
shows.
And
or
it was, and,
or three
you
episodes.
Know, it's, I just really liked Roanoke. I love Coven as well. Asylum, maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't like it as much as the other two.
I like Asylum way better than Coven, but I still like Coven a
really?
Lot.
Really?
I think Coven has the best title sequence, which
yeah.
is, which let's be honest, the title sequence is usually the best part of the entire show.
Well, that's your honesty. I don't agree with,
I mean,
some of them, I like, I don't know.
The show would be nothing if it weren't for the title sequences and the marketing materials.
I think you and I are on, so, this is going to be really interesting because you and I are on so many different pages and
part,
levels
the
with
best part of,
American Horror
of
Story.
Anytime a new season comes out are the posters and the ways that they do these really cool faces and kind of, it's almost like Cronenberg type stuff that has to do with the theme of the episode where there's like body disfigurement and stuff like that.
I agree that that's interesting and obviously alludes to what's happening because they usually do a couple teasers before they reveal what's actually happening.
Yeah.
Cult had absolutely nothing to do. Like those teasers, I mean, it did. I'll give it that. It had some clown stuff, which I guess were the masks and the weird and Freak Show. The clown that's played by John Lynch.
Yeah, he's a comic book in this, right?
He's a comic book character, which usually you have to find those little, what do you call them? Treasure chests or whatever?
Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. Same thing. Usually have to like kind of search for them. I had to look them up for all the other ones. But this one immediately was like, John Lynch, there's your Easter egg.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's it. And then that was really it. I mean... Yeah. There wasn't really anything else. They made one reference to doing an interview with Lana Winters or something yeah. weird.
And I would prefer if none of these were connected.
I as long as it's not like, it's an Easter egg. I like it when it's that way, when it's like a little hidden Mickey. When it's like, I don't know, woven all the way through the storyline, it's kind of weird to me. But anyway, so when I watched the previews for this, I was like, okay, this is about phobias, bees, holes in your body, clowns. Sacrifice, and in some ways it kind of is, but this whole series went off the rails. I don't know what's going to happen next season, but they really just were like,
well, I don't think it went off the rails enough because it for the most part takes place in Evan Peters' basement.
No, it went off the rails in that it didn't, like, it stopped making sense to me. It stopped connecting anything. I don't know, like the whole the whole thing with like Evan Peters playing all these different cult leaders
yeah.
was really weird. So he played Charles Manson.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did he play?
David
You're
Koresh,
into all this cult stuff.
David Koresh,
okay.
Jim Jones.
Yep, Jim
Andy
Jones.
Warhol, which I don't know if that counts.
Is he
as
a cult leader?
No. I mean,
he's an artist.
He was an artist and people really liked his stuff. He was really famous for a while, but
yeah.
I don't know if that qualifies as a cult.
Yeah, and then like the whole Trump thing and the election, it was so. Here's what I view it as. Ryan Murphy is like extremely liberal, right? Like he's,
yeah.
he, you know, obviously for gay rights and everything. Everybody was outraged, unless you voted for Trump, by the election. And so this was the first time they took like something happening in the real world and put it into the storyline of the show.
Yeah.
And I think it was a horrible idea.
Well, I will say for, you know, someone who's a liberal... this show is not very liberal at all. In fact, it kind of makes fun of liberals more so than Republicans.
I don't, yeah. I mean, good Lord. I don't know. There was, I just, anytime, like, I have to hear enough every time I swipe to the left or to the right on my iPhone and then the news, top five news stories pop up. There's always a Trump story. The last thing I want to fucking watch is something that talks about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And for anybody that likes him that's listening to this, that's fine. It's yeah. your opinion. We all are sharing opinions right now. But
Well, you're in luck because they didn't really talk about him that much in this season.
But it was like the whole Cheetos smeared across Kai's face, the whole females are oppressed, and that's like the atomic bomb that's going to set off the world.
That was the
finally
best part
when
of the
women
show,
unleash. Like that whole thing to me was so weird. And I don't know. I guess it was because probably when they were shooting this was when the pussy grab thing came in, or was that before he was elected?
No, they made this after he was elected.
I don't know. I mean, everybody's outraged and everything. Like, we don't need more of it. And I don't, the whole phobia thing. So the first or second episode, we start getting into basically Allie and Ivy are a lesbian couple. They have a son named Oz. And Allie and Ivy seem like they're two very in love people. But then we find out that basically the election was somewhat the destruction of their marriage. But then it goes deeper and it turns out that like Allie gave birth to Oz and made it seem like Oz was her baby, and that enraged Ivy or whatever. And also Allie didn't vote for Hillary. She voted for Jill Stein.
Yeah.
And so that is kind of like the demise of their marriage, is who someone voted for. I don't know. So basically, Ivy has been getting involved with this cult kind of before the election somewhat, but then gets really deep into it after that. Their babysitter is the main villain's sister.
Yeah.
And so there's just so many like twists and turns throughout this whole thing that I like to spell it out is really difficult to do, because like if I were to go off, I'd basically say Allie and Ivy couple have a son, Oz, right?
Yeah.
Ivy secretly hates Allie. So Ivy starts talking to this girl named Winter, and Winter becomes their babysitter. But secretly, Winter and Ivy have become part of a cult that is led by Winter's brother, Kai. And Kai is a very pro-Trump supporter who believes in like male power and taking down women and, you know, unleashing their oppression. But then later it flips around to where he doesn't give a fuck about women. He just wants to like go and murder pregnant women. And ultimately he is taken down, murders a few other leaders of his cult. Some other people are murdering other people within the cult. He goes to prison, gets out, tries to kill Allie, who put him in prison. He put her through hell, essentially. And then she runs for office, which is what he always wanted to do. And then he gets killed.
Yeah. And then she's a witch at the end, right?
I mean, you're the one that told me that. I was like,
well, Patty, the girl I work with, told me about that. And she was like, did you see that connection at the very end? And I was like, no, she put on a hood. So does that
That's
mean
a coven reference? I mean,
did Sarah Paulson survive that season?
Yes.
And
yeah.
She lost her eyes.
Oh, of coven. But she regained her sight and then became the leader of all the witches.
And then she moved to that suburban neighborhood and overtook this cult or something.
No, that's where it gets all weird, right? Well, because she's playing multiple characters. No,
you don't think that's the same person?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all, because she would have been running like a boarding school for girls, and where was Oz the whole time? And Kai was like back in Coven, Evan Peters, who plays Kai in Colt, played a dead boy brought back to life by a couple girls, and no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's playing a different part, but since they're directly connecting it, and she played a part of a witch, you know.
No, I think that is either her interpretation of it. I don't know. I haven't really read into it, but I think what it was, what's that character in Coven? She's got the red hair. Basically the one who came into Kai and was like, you're a turd or whatever.
Yeah.
What's her name, that actress?
Frances Conroy.
Frances Conroy. She wore that cloak. That's Frances Conroy's cloak.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reference. Like, she's stepping in to like make men turds.
Okay.
That's what I think it is. I don't know if it's like a coven reference or anything. I don't know. I haven't really read into it, but that was what I thought is like she stepped in for her. So,
okay.
But then what happened with all the phobias? Like, where did the phobias came from? Trump getting elected president or resurfacing from that, right?
Yeah.
And she was afraid of holes and beehives and clowns. And
I mean, I think they dropped that about halfway through the season.
That's what I'm talking about, is like, where did that come from and where did it go? And that's, I guess, where the psychiatrist stepped in, right? That she was seeing, and he started medicating her. And then it turned out it was Kai's brother and also Winter's brother in turn.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many like things in this that were so weird. And then I think the weirdest part of this whole season for me was when Evan Peters started playing all these different cult leaders and they were like talking to him.
Yeah.
No, just Charles Manson.
Yeah, that was so bad. That was
what?
That
I
was
mean,
like
the acting
thing.
Was okay when he, like Jim Jones, I thought he did really well. Andy Warhol. I mean, but then they picked the worst acting for Charles Manson.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. There's just a little too much Evan Peters. He was really good in this. This is probably the best he's acted in the show, but there's just a little too much of him, I thought.
Yeah.
And him talking to himself when they're both like these audacious personalities and stuff. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good on that.
Yeah. It was weird. I didn't get that whole thing. He was basically like, come on, man. Just come over here and, you know, suck my dick.
Yeah,
however Charles Manson talks. I've never really. I guess it was like that.
That sounded just like him.
Okay.
So,
perfect. I thought a really cool scene, though, I will say, is when they went and murdered, like, what is it, Sarah Tate and Roman
Polanski?
Sharon Tate.
Yeah.
And Roman Polanski's wife.
Yeah, that's Sharon
the
Tate.
Best acting was Sarah Paulson, I thought, in that scene.
Oh, yeah.
She is an amazing actress.
Oh, yeah. She's probably the best working actress right now.
She is. And she is not really, I wonder if she's one of those actresses who does really well in TV, but would not really do well in film.
I don't know. She probably doesn't have time to make movies because she's in two or three TV
shows. I mean,
she
won an Emmy, I believe, for OJ, right?
I don't know.
Golden Globe or an Emmy.
Probably.
That was an amazing performance that she gave. I mean, I think that she's way better in American Horror Story.
Yeah.
I think her best season of American Horror Story, whew, gosh, I don't know. Roanoke was really good.
She's barely in that.
No, she is. She's the main character.
Yeah, but she's like British and stuff. And then
well,
she
no.
gets killed.
Well, no. Well, I mean, during the reenactment, she's not. Remember? She was like the nun from Asylum. She played her in like this reenactment show. And then they bring them back all into the house to during the Blood Moon or whatever to, I don't know, get some drama. But she was good in that one, I thought. She did have a British accent.
Yeah, I just don't remember her being in it that much. I do remember...
She was great in the reenactments, I thought. Her acting was great.
I mostly remember, is it Adina Porter?
In oh,
that,
my
where God. She's like, why you guys need to turn the camera off right now?
Is she in Cult?
Yeah.
She's the
she's
reporter.
Beverly. This is Beverly.
Beverly.
Reporting.
Hi, this is Beverly. What's her name? Beverly Hope. I'm here with Kai. Whatever the fuck his name is. Kai. This is devastating that Sonny Bono's son died in front of this abortion clinic. What do you have to say about it? Oh, I don't know what Evan Peters I'm going to be today. It was interesting.
Your guy's doing that cinematic Clockwork Orange type shit. She talks like Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, she does. I was like, who is that voice? Oh, my gosh. Who is the worst actor in the show? Like this season?
This season?
Yeah.
Probably, well, Emma Roberts, because she's always bad.
God, why is she always such a bitch?
She's terrible.
You know, her and Evan Peters were engaged in real life and then broke up or something because they apparently have a very abusive relationship. And she got arrested because the police showed up and there were like marks on him from her hitting him, but he was also hitting her, but there weren't any marks.
Interesting.
And, I'm like, duh, she seems like such a fucking bitch, like all the time. Every part she plays is just like bitchy, unless she was playing Nancy Drew in that, like one of her first movies.
Yeah, she was good in Scream 4, but then she turned into like Emma Roberts at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And was all
she can't help
bitch.
It. I would love to see her. I would love to challenge you, Emma Roberts, to play a part that doesn't turn into a psycho bitch.
Yeah.
Or just like one of those mean girls from high school. That's always Emma Roberts.
I think she's in a movie called Black Coat's Daughter that she's not a bitch in.
We'll see about it.
But yeah, I don't know. I always don't really like her in there, but
yeah.
I don't know. I also don't like Adina Porter. Oh, I would say probably Billie Lord is probably the worst
actress. You really did hate her.
Well, it was funny because I was like, she's so like flat and monotone. You're like, yeah, but she's like doing that on purpose. But then she's like that for the whole rest of the show in all different phases and personalities.
I've never seen her act in anything else. What is she in?
She was in The Force Awakens for a little bit.
Really? Yeah. Who was she?
She was in the background or something.
Oh, well, that's probably...
But she's Carrie Fisher's daughter, you know.
Well, yeah, which is really
but
sad.
But I would say Chaz Bono was a much better actor than Billy Lord was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was thinking to Cheyenne Jackson, who played the psychiatrist. And was in Hotel. He was basically the guy that came in and bought. Yeah, I can't remember who he was in Roanoke. Was he the Jackass producer?
Yeah.
Okay. So in Hotel, he was coming in to buy the hotel from Lady Gaga. And then in this episode or season, he was the psychiatrist who was Kyan Winter's brother. And I didn't really know if he was actually aware of what they were doing. Because Kai murders him, but Kai's fucking crazy and like later sees his dead body talking to him.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell if he was a part of it or not because I felt like he put her in the mental institution and medicated her because he was working on behalf of Kai in the cult.
Yeah.
And then he's later. Can we just talk about this for a minute? Let me totally shift gears. What is with the damn pinky thing?
Oh, I don't know. That was a very bad thing to base the show around.
That and was it's a very bad thing.
And it was also a really dumb way to end the opening title sequence. That's like what the words come on are these two pinkies. And I'm like, do something like weird and crazy.
Yeah, wrap two penises together instead of two pinkies.
Prologue does all the opening titles for this. It's a company in LA.
Yeah.
And it was founded by a guy named... Kyle Cooper or something, and he did the opening titles for Seven, you know, those like really memorable ones where the guy's like sewing fingers and stuff. And so they are known for doing these like the greatest title sequences in the world, and I would say this is probably the worst one.
Because especially with the like shirtless Donald Trump guy doing this weird head turn towards the camera and the weird Hillary stuff, and the music was pretty good, but the whole thing with the blood and washing the face and all that, I was just like, and the bees and crawling through holes in the back, I was just like, I don't know.
I don't know. It was bad. Those are usually the parts I look the most forward to.
Freak Show was good. Coven was good. I'm trying to remember what Murder House was.
Those were all right. They weren't that great. And Asylum was okay as well.
Yeah. Roanoke was good.
Well, Roanoke didn't have one. It just had like those fake TV show titles every time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was pretty cool.
I thought it had the pig heads.
No, I don't think so.
Which are not the big heads from Rocko's Modern Life. Mako's. That's a fake Rocko's Modern Life. I am Mako. Ed.
Oh, you're driving me wild.
I think that's what the show was missing, was Bev and Ed Bighead, personally. I wish that they were like the Charles Manson that was talking to Kai.
That's a sure way to go insane, for sure.
It really is. I also thought, so Billy Lord to me was pretty underwhelming, but I also thought Allison Pill was a real pill.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a real downer.
I remember you when the show started, you said, I hate that woman.
I don't know what else she's in, but...
You're just like, I hate her face.
She just had no... It was just always like kind of an open mouth stare of like, like if Tim Allen's grunt had a face, it would kind of be like that.
Yeah.
You know, just like just like a gasp at everything.
So you hated her face.
Well, I hated her acting as well.
It's okay to just hate someone based on their face.
I hate that along with her acting.
Most people that I hate is pretty much based on their face.
Yeah. I know you didn't like Billy Lord's face very much. Yeah. You know what is so weird to me? And this happened a lot in the show. People who have a straight face or are not showing any like signs of sadness or fear or anger, and a tear just rolls down their cheek. How the hell do you do that?
Like,
if I were to sit here right now and just stare at you and like think of something that made me angry but not be able to show it on my face, couldn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, put an eye drop in and then, and then we roll the camera and you'll be done.
Yeah, I guess so. Is that really what they do, you think? You don't think that's acting?
I mean, we made a movie one time and had an actor had to cry, but he just put some eye drops in.
Yeah, and he was like, I really want to give this 100%. You got any eye drops? I was like, do you have any styes in your eye or like pink eye? I don't really want to show.
So
this.
Anyway, I feel like that's probably how people do that.
No, but that like, and I guess that makes sense in that situation, but I always think it's weird when people just like start crying and they don't look like they're crying, but they're just like standing there like, Kai, I love you. I would never do anything to you. I have to go though, or whatever. And it was just like a tear. And I'm like, what is that? And then also in Hotel, Sarah Paulson's character, Sally, is just crying the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
She's just, I don't know what's
going on. Yeah, she wasn't that great in that show, but she's usually the best part of all the shows.
Yeah, she is. So.
But Hotel, I think Hotel is probably the worst.
Really?
Next to
Let's hear you rank them. Number one, starting with that.
Number one, I'd probably say Roanoke.
Okay.
Number two, Asylum.
Wow. I thought you didn't really like Asylum.
No, I love Asylum.
Okay. Well, you said it got off the rails at the end a little bit.
Yeah, but they all do. I was new to the franchise and didn't realize that that's just what it does.
True.
You know, looking back on it, I'm like, okay, this is probably the most consistent.
Yeah.
Three. How many are there?
Seven.
Seven. Three, I would say, Freak Show.
Okay. That's, are you sure?
No, I don't know. They all kind of are in the abyss after that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Maybe, Coven.
I've been watching them all.
Coven, I guess.
Okay, so that's third or fourth?
Third.
Okay, so not Freak Show, Coven. No,
so
okay.
Coven's third best, and then Freak Show.
Okay.
Hotel.
Okay.
The O.J. Simpson trial.
That's not. I see where you're going with this, but.
and then Murder House and Cult.
You really don't like Murder House. You hate the one main girl in it who Dylan McDermott's having an affair with.
Kate Mara is just so bad in that.
You know, there is one episode where she is unbearable, but that's really.
It ruined it for me. I'm sorry.
Wow. She ruined that. If you're out there, Kate
Mara. And it's
Mara,
just, the show didn't really find its footing. You can tell it's a new show in that, and it was didn't really have a thing.
Yeah. It's.
But and Jessica Lange's like, she's in it, but she's
I
not.
I like Murder House. I don't know why.
Not everybody does. I don't know.
I think it's a little confusing as to who's dead and who's alive sometimes.
And I mean, I guess I like Cult a little bit better than the worst of them, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could have been so cool, especially with the marketing materials making it look like it was going to be, even though I know that's not connected, you should probably make your marketing materials less exciting than the actual show.
Yeah.
So that
or
people
somehow
aren't disappointed.
Connected, I guess.
Yeah.
Because
I
don't really get.
Because the whole show, like pretty much, I would say 80% of the show takes place in Evan Peters' house in his basement.
Yeah. And or in the restaurant or in Allie's house.
And there just wasn't a lot of cult stuff. It was just kind of a small
oh my god! And then
militia.
When they brought in those men in the blue shirts, they're like, "Yeah, I love bedtime or whatever. I love story time.
Yeah,
fuck yeah, man!" I was like, what?
"Divine ruler,
divine ruler." There. Let's just like talk about some of the weird things in the show. We talked about the pinky lie detector test.
Yeah.
The divine ruler is pretty weird.
Yeah.
The blue coats. The truck that drives by and doesn't kill any of the birds, but they kill birds but in their bird feeder.
And then they explained, they were like, we just killed the birds.
Yeah, in our bird feeder.
There was nothing coming out of the truck. We just wanted to mess with you.
Yeah.
Her whole subplot was pretty good. I mean, I guess I didn't.
Oh, the twist
it.
With Kai fucking her and
that
being
shooting
like,
scene was amazing. I thought that was one of the best things
really,
I've ever done.
I mean, not
but
that was, you can plan the timing of it, but it was right after the Vegas shooting.
But it was funny because we watched it live and it was saying like, due to recent events, some violent scenes have been edited. But if you'd like to see it, go check out the FX now.
And they really didn't edit it that much when we went and watched it on FX.
Yeah. They edited the beginning, but then there's that part at the end where it just shows people just getting shot in the head and through the ear and stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty harsh. Wow. That was really weird timing. I don't think they've ever had to put up some sort of a warning like that.
No.
And they do some pretty violent stuff on that show.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I like the show. I just think it forgets that it's a horror show a lot of the time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it forgets what it's doing. This one especially, I mean, I was thinking of this when I was driving to work the other day, but I was like, if I were to come up with the next season of American Horror Story, I would never come up with like a witch coven. I would never come up with the Roanoke stuff. I would never have, I probably would have come up with an insane asylum. I wouldn't have come up with a murder house, a hotel, maybe a freak show. If I came up with a cult, I don't know how I would have done it differently, but I wouldn't have done this.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do for the next season, though. I
would
try to come up with ideas.
Well, I would do like monster stuff. Because one of the, I think it was the last, the Roanoke season, they did like 8 or 9 fake teasers and posters and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of them was like a Creature from the Black Lagoon looking thing.
What?
I was like, fuck, I hope that's it. I hope that's the one. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, do some horror movie stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Not like stuff that's just about these actors, you know? That's what the show's all about.
Yeah.
Is like, look at these actors acting.
You know, I guess if I like could come up with some ideas, I would say probably taking what they did in Roanoke with that like hillbilly family and doing like a little bit of like the Inbred Texas Chainsaw Massacre / Wrong Turn with like the Hills Have Eyes kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like that's a pretty common horror idea,
yeah.
But that would still be very welcome for this because I'd be like, yeah, just give me a horror show, you know?
True. Maybe something in another dimension where like everything is kind of like opposite or they're, I don't know.
Yeah. Ryan Murphy says they'll never do like a space thing or something like that because it needs to be in America. That's their whole thing.
Oh, well, people could be abducted. I don't know. In America, what else? Swimming pool or a water park that eats people.
Yeah, I don't know.
They can't do zombie stuff. That's everywhere. Like, everybody's doing zombies these days.
Well, maybe like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they can really do it now. Gosh, I'm just trying to think. Like, that's the hard part is I'm sitting here like, what a fucking stupid idea. And then I'm like, oh, what would I come up with? Potatoes eating people. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I think it's not too difficult. Just make like a slasher movie that's 10 episodes long.
Yeah, but you want to do something that's new. Like,
yeah, but
Asylum was unusual. I think Freak Show reminded me of a movie that was back in like the 20s, 30s,
Freaks?
40s, 50s, Freaks.
Yeah.
Kind of reminded me of that. I've never seen it, but.
But I mean, just take a template. Like when I say a slasher movie, not every episode has to be a slasher.
Yeah.
Thing. That should just be like this underlying thing that there's camp counselors or something and there's a killer in the woods. And then you can have all your stupid wacky characters.
Wackety. I like wackety better.
Wackety characters doing their stupid, you know, stuff. Ryan Murphy agenda script stuff. And then, you know, but just bring it back to a horror story, you know, like a murderer, a slasher killer.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess so. And I mean, I wonder if the cast that they have recurring is getting a little, as soon as Jessica Lange left, I mean, that was like a total rip through everything they had.
Yeah.
I felt like
Lady
she
Gaga
was really
wasn't in this, right?
No, she was in a little bit of Roanoke and won them an award.
I would
for
have liked
Cult
a lot better if Lady Gaga was in it.
Yeah, if she was like the cult leader, that would have been cool. Maybe Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus.
Swap out Lena Dunham for Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I can't really think of too many ideas. I'm looking at your glass and I'm seeing Crimson Peak and I'm like, ooh, it's an Alamo Drafthouse glass. And I'm like, something with like weird incest. I don't know. Like,
well, they kind of did that
like
in this,
a bleeding
right?
house. I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
because didn't he want to put his thing in his sister, but he had to put it in
through
another guy's
butt.
And then have him go in.
That was like the funniest scene ever. I mean, that was weird. But like when they started playing I Swear by All for One,
yeah.
I was dying. You were sitting next to me and I was like, is this I Swear? And I was like, oh my God, it's I Swear. It's like this weird incest scene. And I'm like, did All for One know what they were giving their song or like what
well,
it was
that
going
song
to?
Used in all... It's funny that you're like, you're asking, is this I Swear? When the song goes... I swear
like by the moon. Oh my God. If it were that or like, I'll make love to you. And I Swear was way better because that would have so predictable to play like a Boys to Men song or whatever. Peaches and Cream would have been really funny too by 112. But it would have been like Peaches and Butts or something. Is Peaches and Cream about butts or about non-butts? The other
I think it's any part.
Whole.
Yeah.
Any peach likes.
Yeah, I mean,
shape.
I think the peach is all encompassing.
Mm.
It's probably
I have to think on that.
Probably a vagina, though.
I'm assuming. That would have been really funny. Gosh, that whole thing was weird. I forgot about that. Like, the weird, like, let's make a.
Yeah.
baby of, like, it was just,
yeah,
that's, I mean, it was just so weird. And she didn't even really react to it. She just got like naked in front of her brother and maybe like did one of those straight faced tears growing down the cheek or something.
Like, I don't think we should be doing this, Kai.
She was like, Kai, this is really weird. Kai, I don't know. Like, hey, Allie's upstairs and she is like doing things. I think she might have murdered Ivy in the ice cream truck. I gotta go. Bye. And the whole, what?
The show did make me want to eat Sloppy Joe's, though.
Manwich?
The Manwich. Those are good. I don't eat Sloppy Joe's enough, and I never.
Do you want
really
me to make you one and do, be all like chauvinistic about it?
Do we have
like,
a can of Manwich?
I think it expired. I think we threw it out. It was a Del Monte Manwich.
Oh.
What do you, you put ground beef in that? It doesn't come with meat in it, right?
I don't know. I thought you just dumped the can in the pan and then heated it up and put it on a bun.
Ooh, I don't know.
Because isn't that just sauce then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everything's in the can.
That's so gross. That's like canned chili, which is sometimes gross, but...
Hey, Manwich is pretty good.
I loved Sloppy Joe's. When they served that shit in school, it was all over it. Those and the things that were like ribs... Or like a like McRib, like human ribs. I mean, it's interesting. I don't know. As soon as I heard it had something political in it, I was just like, give me a fucking break, please. Just like stop talking about politics.
I was excited about that because I thought it was going to be Trump and Hillary were characters and there was some kind of like,
you said that.
There was some kind of like Illuminati cult, you know, which is what all the conspiracy theories.
If they did
about.
Like Freemason shit, that would be really
interesting.
Yeah,
like that's what I thought it was going to be. Instead, instead it's in some dude's basement.
Ooh, that should be the next season, but it's too much like cult. But maybe that can be like the little Easter egg. I don't know.
And when they were
that
doing
would be
the,
really cool.
And when they were doing all the clowns and the bee stuff, I was like, well, this has to have something to do with Illuminati bullshit.
You know what would be really good? Okay, now all of these ideas, I'm going to fire them off. DIA, underground bunkers, aliens and DIA.
Yeah.
Rosewood. What was that thing?
Roswell. Area 51.
Area 51. David, my David.
You knew then. And you did nothing.
You put him in a bunker.
In a bunker.
What are some other 9/11 conspiracy? Like, you know, like what else? What else?
I don't know. Any conspiracy.
Any conspiracy. I'm like, I'm so fired up right now. I have all these ideas that I don't have. everything. You know, those things. Really exciting.
Blair
I'm
Witch
really
Project.
Excited to write a script right now. I'm not going to do it. Blair Witch. Oh, people in the woods. Bigfoot. Loch Ness Monster.
That would be cool.
I was going to say a circus.
You know, speaking of Loch Ness Monster, I heard a report the other day that this year has had the single most sightings of the Loch Ness Monster. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You would think that.
I bet I could give a sighting of it and just be like, oh, yeah, I saw it. And it would be like, add that tally.
And then they go into the lobby and they're like, yeah, I saw it. And they're like, all right, great.
Tally-ho.
Tally-ho.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well,
Loch Ness Monster isn't American-based. It's like
no,
Irish.
No, that's true, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Bigfoot would be good.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot would be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Canada invading our borders.
There you go. Canadian nightmare.
Yeah, no Taco Bells in the country. And what happens?
That is some scary
What
shit.
Happens?
Everybody has perfectly formed poops.
Ooh, whole vegan nation. People are all vegans across the nation, but then there's like something in the vegetables that makes people crazy.
Or there's so many leftover cows because no one's eating them and they've turned into like a super cow.
Oh my God. Yes.
The big titty that goes and like washes out all the cities, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Farming people. Vegans farming people.
Yeah. Soylent Green.
Oh, yes. That eat meat. Vegans eat people because they eat meat. It's kind of like murdering a doctor who performs an abortion. It's like, hey, I'm going to fucking kill you because you killed a person. And I don't want you killing people, so I'm going to kill you because that's wrong.
When you said plant-based, you didn't mean a power plant?
Soylent Green is people. That would be really good. Vegan
All right.
Stuff.
Well, good thing we're recording this so that we can sue Ryan
Murphy.
Yeah,
this is definitely documentation.
And you know, there's also that other guy who works with Ryan Murphy. Do you think he Brad Falchuk? But he, do you think he's always like, guys, I come up with like most of this shit. How come no one ever talks about me?
Probably like the Henry Selick to Tim Burton, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
I bet. Because everyone's like, oh, that guy who made a... Edward Scissorhands. He also did like Coraline and Monkey Bone. And I'm like, nope. I don't know who has that accent that's talking to me like that. But they're like, oh yeah, Tim Burton made Nightmare Before Christmas. And I'm like, he did produce it and he did draw a lot of the stuff. But, you know, ultimately Henry Selick was the one in the studio every day.
Also, I don't think anyone ever says, oh, that guy who made Monkey Bone. I don't think anybody ever references Monkey Bone.
Monkey Bone's so good. Well, I was under Brendan Fraser, so I watched everything.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg's in that. Chris Kattan, friend of the show.
Does he play the monkey or is he in Chris Kattan?
Who? Brendan Fraser?
No, Chris Kattan.
Does he play the monkey? No, he... What does he do? He's Brendan Fraser. He's like a dead gymnast.
Okay.
Who Brendan Fraser goes into his body so he can get back into the living world.
Mm.
Yeah, we got to watch it. Sounds weird.
Sounds That's like a good podcast.
That's the best way I can explain it. You know what? It does. cartoons that take over. Okay. You know what, Ryan Murphy? You better take note of these ideas and just stick to maybe like a couple of topics. Don't like go off on like a whole thing. Don't like get crazy.
And I would say, you know, if you're trying to like freshen up the cast a little bit, I would really consider Chris Lemon for a part. I think he would be a pretty good guard or something.
I hear he's not super busy these days.
Well, he's got a show, so I mean,
what is it? The Chris Lemon show?
You gotta go to his website and email him. He will not email you back.
Yeah, we reached out to him. He's on Twitter like, hey, I love my Thunder in Paradise fans. And we're like, hey, we did 3 episodes of your fucking show, which is 3 more than anyone else on the planet.
Throw some love here. No, he probably just doesn't check his email.
No, that website is from like 1998. It's like an AOL website.
It's an Earthlink website.
Okay. My point. Exactly. Chris Lemon would be great.
He would be really good.
Not at all.
I would also say a Hulk Hogan and a Carol Alt of some sort.
Ooh, yes. Okay, I think you're just remaking Thunder in Paradise
right
now.
Damn it, you're on
If I'm onto that, they're going to be onto it.
All right.
If they have a little bit of experience in the industry.
Everyone's at the Globe.
Actually, if they have no experience in the industry, I think they'd have to have an excessive amount of experience to know what that cast is from.
Probably.
They're and like worked at Epcot when all this happened.
They're like deep into the season shooting at the Grand Floridian. They're like, wait a minute.
They're like, where have we seen this? I've seen this fountain.
I know the show's not scary, but there's really no horror at all in this.
Seriously. I mean, Sarah Paulson's my favorite actress right now.
Yeah, no, she's
favorite actor, I mean, Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke would be great.
Until he gets accused of sexually assaulting some kids.
Did he?
No, but
okay, because that's what apt pupil is kind of
any day
like.
Now, I think we're going to hear something. Jeffrey Tambor just quit Transparent because of all the stuff.
What did he do?
He harassed like his assistants and
when you say harassed, was he like, hey, tits, come over here?
Maybe.
What did he do?
I don't know. I mean, who knows what the extent of these things are?
I saw a picture the other day that had me dying. It was basically what the Oscars is going to look like this year. And it was a picture of the audience and it just had Meryl Streep in it because they're getting rid of all the men in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's kind of what's potentially going on. Like Colt may have like created this fury of women coming out and like being like, hey, well, it's also guys.
Well, I saw somebody said that once Hugh Hefner died, like the big force field around all these powerful men went down. And
really?
Yeah, because that's
did it all happen in the mansion?
I don't know. I'm just saying metaphorically, Hugh Hefner dying, it brought like this huge change to that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. How is there no evidence of this, like pictures or video?
Of what?
Harassment and stuff. Like
I don't know. Probably because he was just like, hey, tits, come here.
People take videos of police officers like innocently or not innocently killing innocent people.
Innocently shooting people
that were doing nothing. But like, why
cops
does
are,
no one...
Cops are listening like, I like this girl.
Like, here's the thing. I would have had my fucking camera out because I could have sold that story for a few...
Yeah.
Ten thousands of dollars.
But I guess no one's expecting to get harassed and on the job. So they're not like, hey, I should film this in case, you know, he says, yeah, hey, tits, and goes, flangle, langle, langle, langle.
I'll tell you what, too. As soon as somebody does shit like that to me, they better have their pocketbook open, because I'm going to come out for him. I'm going to be all over that shit.
There's probably so many guys in the country now, they're just like,
yeah, they're like,
I shouldn't do anything.
Their wives are like, why don't you touch me anymore? And they're like, I'm afraid to. Yeah,
I think I might get my career destroyed.
They're like, will you ask me to first so it doesn't feel, and get your tape recorder out so there's evidence of permission being granted? Yeah, you haven't laid your hands on me. You've been like, I made you a coupon book of that basically says that I can work my way up to touching your face
I've just been jerking off in potted plants everywhere.
At least you're not doing it in front of a bunch of comedians like Louis C.K. It's a matter of time before Ryan Murphy comes out for doing something. That guy has perv written all over him. There's just something so egotistic. He is the most egotistical eagle. He's a fucking eagle. He is an eagle testicle. He is so egotistical. There's something about him that's just so... What was it, Linkin Park or some band that he harassed because they didn't want to give him...
Kings of Leon?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think he sexually harassed them.
No, but he was like, oh, fuck those guys. They don't want to give me their song. Well, I'll get every song from Journey. Anyway, so if you haven't seen Cult, you could probably wait to binge watch it when it comes out on Hulu, I would say.
Yeah.
Make the smart choice like I did and watch them all at once. It might change my opinion of the show when I can watch it all together.
Yeah,
I doubt it.
It's funny, you were watching Hotel and you were like, you know, watching this again, it's actually pretty good. And then like a few minutes later, I hear, hold on, hold on, hold on. And I was like, oh yeah, I hate this show.
Oh my gosh. Well, we already ranked this. I say we end this with an American Horror Story theme song.
That's probably a good time to stop.